Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin. Thank you for joining me. Happy Saturday. We are getting absolutely pounded by a snowstorm here in Maine. I woke up this morning and I looked outside, and it was like a foot of snow on the ground. We're probably going to end up with probably a foot and a half, 2 feet, I would imagine. It's only 11 o'clock. If it keeps up, we might get a couple feet today. So there's not a whole lot of traffic on the roads, and I was leaving the house, and I said, it's a Saturday, I don't need to rush today. I don't normally need to rush, but I just, I have a meeting every day at the same time that I've got to be back for early afternoon, but I don't often have to rush, but I do anyways, is my point. Could have just said that. So today I'm like, I'm going to take my time. So I got in my, I go out and I clean my truck off with a big push broom. And I love this thing in the snow. It's so much fun. And I go to the gas station. I'm getting off energy drinks. The more research I do, the more I see, the more I'm just like, dude, these are not good for you at all. It's that methylcyclobilin or whatever in it. It's like a variant of B12, but it's like a really harsh chemical. Look out for that. Methylcyclobilin or something. I don't know. And it's not good for you, man. So I'm like, I'm going to make myself a coffee. So I just kind of walked over, lollygagged over the coffee thing. And they have this cool, really nice setup at this Nouria gas station, they're called. Nouria up here in Maine. Nouria, and I went over and got fresh ground coffee. So the machine ground it up. I picked Colombian medium roast, ground it up, and then they had a machine that actually dispenses sugar. You press a button, get a shot of sugar in there, like actual sugar, not the liquid stuff, and then whole milk. I like just made a coffee, and I just kind of walked around the gas station, picked a little snack, a little beef jerky, had a conversation with the guy behind the counter, and my total came out to exactly $7. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm gonna buy a lottery ticket. So I bought a number 7, and yeah, man. So I'm on my way to the gym now. Just moseying along. Snowy Saturday. When I left the house, Geneva, Ellie, and Ada were all sleeping. Bane was sleeping by the door, the back door to the porch. Country music was playing softly in the background. Just a very relaxing day. Very relaxing morning. I do not feel super hyped up like I normally am, and you could probably tell if you go back and listen to the last 5 episodes I recorded compared to today. We had our night nurse last night, her first shift last night. She was there from 8 till 6, I believe, so that was a big help. But Ellie only got up 3 times last night, but that's 3 times we didn't have to get up, so that was great. I was appreciative to have her there. I think we're going to have her there Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, I believe, is when we're going to have her. So now I've built a little staff for my wife. We got a cleaning lady, we have a night nurse, and we have a nanny during the day. Just 2 days a week, the nanny, and the cleaning lady's just once a week. But, I don't bring that up to brag or boast. And I said this a couple episodes ago. This is how I envisioned it years ago. Years and years ago, way before I ever had kids. Because my old mentor used to have a nanny and a cleaning lady. And I'm like, I want that. Like, his nanny, traveled with them. I don't know if she's still. I assume she's probably still with the family. But I always wanted that, And I can remember him telling me, if you grind now, And you make the sacrifices now, you'll be able to get your wife a nanny. You'll be able to get your wife a cleaning lady and a night nurse and all that. And Geneva can do all that. But it's like, why would I, if I could hire somebody to do it, if we're able to do that, why wouldn't I? So she could just focus on being the best mom possible. And all of her energy and focus goes to the kids, as opposed to having to worry about cleaning and laundry and dishes and all this other stuff. So I would say if you're a young man out there, man, you could do it without all that. And some people prefer not to have a nanny. Some people don't want a cleaning lady. Some people, I do. You know what I mean? You know, if you grind now, when you're in your early 20s or late teens, whatever, however old you are listening to me, you know, you could set up a pretty good lifestyle for yourself and your wife in the future. But you got to be willing to make the sacrifices, you know, and that's what a lot of people aren't willing to do. A lot of 20-year-old kids aren't thinking about when they're 30 and 40 and they've got kids. They just don't, they can't see that far. They're just looking to the weekend, you know what I mean? They can't wait for the weekend or GTA 6 to come out or something like that, you know what I mean? And, you know, you should always be, we talked about this a couple episodes ago, but you should always be creating your future. And the way that you create your future is by what you do right now, and the here and now, and what you're doing today. And most people don't think about it. You're creating your future, and like we said a couple episodes ago, and your past. You're literally writing your past right now, because your future is going to become your past at some point. And I want you all to have great past and great futures. You know, and the way that you do that is you influence and manipulate time with how you handle the here and now, what you do day to day. You know, today's a Saturday. If I'm a young man and I don't have kids, I'm working today. I'm still working today. I got 3 business calls today. You know, and here I am. You know, we made well over $1 million last year, and I'm still working on Saturdays. You know, so my question to you would be, if you're a young man, why aren't you? Why aren't you? If you've got no kids and no responsibilities, now's the time to get it. You know, I had somebody say it to me the other day, you're lucky, you get to be home all the time. I'm like, you didn't see what I did, bro. You had no idea. You had no idea. Staring at the wall at night, not knowing how I was going to pay bills, getting my car repossessed. Back in 2015, they ganked my car from the office, my Infiniti Q50. Getting nearly evicted about 3 times because rent was a month late. Cold calling, door knocking in the snow, in the hills of West Virginia. Selling life insurance door to door, sometimes 15, 16 hour days. Driving 3 hours to a territory. Running 6 or 7 life insurance appointments and then driving 3 hours back home. Being the first one to show up to the office every single morning, even though I was sleep deprived and the last one to leave every single day. You know, all the shit, and that was, you know, 7 years ago, 6 years ago, 5 years ago, four, you know, now it's like, oh, the last 3 years of my life, what I've been through, what I've had to go through over the last 3 years of my life would break most people, almost all people, would break them completely. So I don't like it when people say, lucky you. You have no idea. You have no idea how dark it's been sometimes. You know, you have no idea what I've struggled with and what I've been through. And it almost, I broke at one point. Back during the pandemic, I snapped out. I lost my mind, you know, because I didn't have a relationship with God. And that was the breaker right there. It wasn't the stress. It wasn't what I was going through at the time. Because what I went through just in the last 12 months was way worse than I went through in 2020. But you wouldn't even know. You wouldn't even know. Why? Because I have such a good relationship with the Lord now. A better relationship with the Lord that I want to get better every single day. But people just don't understand. People don't know what it takes. When somebody tells me that they want to be super successful or start a business or make $1 million, my first question is like, do you really? Do you really? You know, I was talking with my coach the other day, Miles, who trains me in Muay Thai. He was saying the same shit, dude. He just started a gym. He's like, dude, people see the gym. They come in. They look at the equipment, the sign. They're like, oh, I want to start a gym. He's like, I don't know that you do. I don't know, he was telling me he would, you know, he'd be all day long working, training people, then he would go and bartend to make more money to buy equipment, then he's driving all over the damn country, all over New England, to get equipment off of Facebook Market and just trying to find deals everywhere. And he's got some real nice stuff in there. But he was just like, he was talking about 2-3 years of the grind, nearly going broke, having to find investors, you know, hoping that, you know, you get these investors, you open, you spend all this money on the equipment, all this time, and you hope people show up. You hope people get memberships, and he's doing great. I think he's been in business for, I don't know, 8 months, 8 months, 9 months, maybe. I know this summer, late summer, will be a year. Might only be 6 months. I don't know. But it's 6 to 8 months he's been open. And, you know, he says all the same things I would say about the businesses I've been involved in, you know. Says all the same. It's so funny because whenever I hear about a competitor entering my sphere, I don't really worry. Now, that doesn't mean that I don't respect competition and get better. That's not at all what I'm saying. It's that I'm always getting better, that I know that I don't have competition. Oh, damn. It's not that I don't respect competition and that I don't try to get better. It's because I'm always getting better that I don't have any competition. Write that one down and send it to your mother. That's an original right there. I'm telling you right now, I don't worry about the competition. We were at this networking event the other day, and a CEO of one of these companies was like, hey, you know, we've had some people try to copy your business. And I'm like, yeah, where are they now? Where are they? I don't see them. They're gone. You know, when I started the staffing company, man, people tried to copy our formula, tried to copy what, and they just can't do it. They can't do it. We're just too good. And I don't mean that to be arrogant, but I know my people. I know my partner, especially Stephanie. Like, you're not outworking Stephanie. Bro, get out of the middle of the road, lady. Ay, 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 white women. Like, you're not outworking my team. You're not outworking my team. You're not out innovating my team. You're not being more creative than my team. You're not being more attentive to details than my team. It's impossible. You know, and that's how it went with this new first line defense. I fully expect that we're going to have competition hit the market. They have no idea. People have no idea what it takes to build a software program and an app. People have no clue, especially when you're dealing with biometric data and firearms. You know how many hoops and laws and backwards, and you got to spin on your big toe on a Tuesday and then flip a pancake in the air 6 times and catch it to be able to do anything in that space? You know what I'm saying? People have no idea what it takes. Oh, let's start a firearms company. Oh, dude, you have no idea. People just, it's just, I'm not saying this to discourage anybody. It's just, I'm telling you right now, people don't know the work that it takes. Like, you look at somebody with a great physique that's, like, just jacked, and everybody's like, oh, I want that. But do you really? I know a bunch of bodybuilders that are in prep right now for competitions coming up in April, and they're starving. Starving. There's one kid I talked to the other day, big boy, he's on at 1,800 calories a day. I ate 1,800 calories this morning. You know what I mean? It's like people want to look a certain way, they want to be a certain way, they want to have a certain lifestyle, but they have no idea what it takes. And the only way you learn is by doing it. But the problem is that most people quit. Most people quit. It's like running a race that you thought was going to be one lap. So you sprint the one lap, and you look up at the board, and it says you've got 99 to go. And a lot of people right then and there, they drop out. That's exactly what it's like. That's such a good metaphor. It's like you sign up for a race, you think it's one lap, winner gets $10 million. Like, oh, dude, I can do one lap. Let's go. So you sprint your nuts off for a lap. And then you look up at the board, and people are still waving you on. And you're like, whoa, wait a minute. You look up, and you got 99 to go. You misread it. It's a 100-lap race. So there's a couple things in there. You should definitely pace yourself. You know what I mean? There's a couple lessons in that metaphor. You got to pace yourself, but you also want to move quick. You know what I mean? I don't really believe in burnout, to be honest with you. I believe that burnout is a combination of a couple of things. But usually what I think burnout is an inability to stick your head up out of the weeds and see your progress. You know what I mean? Sometimes you get so deep in the weeds and just working that you don't ever like stop and look up and look around to see how far you've come. And if you don't do that, you can get very discouraged. But sometimes, here's the thing, is you'll look up out of the weeds and you've really not made it very far. And that attributes to burnout too. But burnout, a lot of times, is just a lack of perspective. It's a lack of perspective, and it's an underestimation of what's required. It's an underestimation of what's required. Like, when people start out in their fitness journeys, they think they'll get jacked in like a month. You know what I mean? Like, oh, if I hit the gym every day for a month, and then they get done with a month and they look exactly the same, and they're like, oh, dude, this sucks, I quit. You know what I mean? It's an underestimation of what's actually required to get the result. All right, I'm going to finish up. I love you guys. I hope you have a great weekend. I'll be talking to some of you very soon. Let me know, as always, if there's anything I can do to serve any of you, if you have any questions. I would love to hear, here we go, give me some topics. What do you guys want to hear me talk about? Could be anything. Politics, business, life, fatherhood, marriage, faith, I mean, you name it. Finances, I mean, just anything that you guys want to hear. Science, could talk about the moon. Just let me know what you want to hear. Shoot me a DM, shoot me a text. Give me some topics to hit on over the next couple of days. I'd love to hear what you guys want to hear. All right, peace.